From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, the 31st day of December 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The weather's at the top of the news today. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, southern Vermont, and all of east-central New York, except for Herkimer County. This hazardous weather outlook is for Wednesday, January 1st, through Monday, January the 6th. A moderate to significant snowfall is possible late Wednesday night into Friday morning. Bitter cold air will be ushered into the region later in the week, with life-threatening wind chill possible Thursday night into Saturday morning. Wind chill advisories and warnings will likely need to be issued. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting snow showers, mainly after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 28 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Total daytime snow accumulation of less than a half an inch is possible. For Tuesday night, a slight chance of snow showers before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy, with a low around 12 degrees. The chance of precipitation tonight is 20%. We'll bring you the forecast for New Year's Day through the end of the week in a moment, but first, here's what's in the local news. At the top of the news, the Village of Coxsackie will pay $60,000 for an historic building. Melanie Lekosevic is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Coxsackie Village Board has approved the purchase of 14 River Street for $60,000. The 2,500-square-foot historic building located near Riverside Park was once home to the George H. Scott Hook and Ladder Company. It is currently in a state of disrepair. The village will renovate the building to be used as a community meeting location, office space for the Coxsackie Farmers Market, and other village-sponsored groups. The estimated cost of the renovation could top $100,000. That is a story that you'll find in today's Daily Mail. In other news, the Associated Press is reporting that New York officials say they are launching a project to train and employ former inmates using $13.5 million raised from businesses and foundations as investors. Under a contract with Social Finance Incorporated, the state will pay those investors based on measured employment increases and reductions in recidivism. State officials say it should reach 2,000 ex-inmates soon after their release, connecting them to job training and placement services over 4 years in Rochester and New York City. You'll find that full AP story in the Daily Freeman. And finally, in state news, Senate Democrats are proposing a change in the primary dates. Lynn Sloniker of the WGXC Newsroom is reporting that Senate Democrats have proposed moving the 2014 primary election day for state offices to June from September. The State Senate Democratic Conference announced in a statement released on Monday it has introduced a bill to hold a single primary election for both state and federal offices on the same day. The bill would save the state and local governments an estimated $50 million, according to Democratic Conference leader Andrea Stewart Cousins. Senator Cecilia Kacik, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Elections Committee, said requiring local governments to pay for two separate primary elections is, and I quote, an unconscionable and wasteful mandate, end quote. The proposed legislation would bring the state into compliance with the Federal Military and Overseas Voters Empowerment Act. The law enacted certain requirements for federal elections to accommodate service members overseas and other Americans living abroad. As for the weather, as stated before, we're starting off 2014 with a hazardous weather outlook for our area from the National Weather Service in Albany. Their statement reads that a moderate to significant snowfall is possible from late Wednesday night into Friday morning. Bitter cold air will be ushered into the region later in the week, with life-threatening wind chills possible Thursday night into Saturday morning. Wind chill advisories and warnings will likely need to be issued. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a chance of snow showers, mainly after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 28 degrees. The chance of precipitation for today is 30%. Total daytime snow accumulation of less than a half of an inch is possible. For Tuesday night, a slight chance of snow showers before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 12 degrees. The chance of precipitation tonight is 20%. For the next 3 days, for tomorrow, New Year's Day, a slight chance of snow showers after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 27 degrees. For Wednesday night, snow likely, mainly after midnight. It will be cloudy with a low around 15. On Thursday, snow again with a high near 15 degrees. Thursday night, more snow, cloudy with a low around 9 degrees. And for Friday, a chance of snow before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 12 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 7. Sunrise today was at 7:24 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:33 p.m. The length of the day, 9 hours and 9 minutes. 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Tuesday, December 31st, the final day of 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a happy new year.